Welcome to Sportsman's Park in St. Louis, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the St. Louis Browns. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the lead-off spot. The left fielder, Charlie Jamison. Batting second. The second baseman, Carl Lind. Batting third. The center fielder, George Gerken. Batting fourth. The shortstop, Joe Sewell. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Lou Fonseca. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Homer Summa. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Johnny Hodapp. Batting eighth. The catcher, Luke Sewell. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Garland Buckeye. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Garland Buckeye. For the St. Louis Browns. Batting in the lead-off spot. The right fielder, Earl McNeely. Batting second. The third baseman, Frank O'Rourke. Batting third. The left fielder, Heinie Maynisch. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Fred Schult. Batting fifth. The shortstop, Red Kress. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Lou Blue. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Otis Brannan. Batting eighth. The catcher, Steve O'Neill. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Lefty Stewart. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, Lefty Stewart. And now, play ball. Charlie Jamison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jamison hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kress misplays the ball. That's an error on Kress. Carl Lind is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lind hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jamison moves to third. George Gerken is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerken hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jamison scores. Lind moves to third. Gerken moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 1-0, Indians. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Brannan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lou Fonseca is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Neill fires to third and picks off Lind. Two outs. Lou Fonseca is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fonseca takes first base on ball four. Homer Summa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Summa hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Gerken scores. Fonseca moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 2-0, Indians. Johnny Hodapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodapp hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Fonseca scores. Summa moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 3-0, Indians. General Crowder now pitching. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell takes first base on ball four. Hodapp moves to second. Garland Buckeye is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buckeye takes first base on ball four. Summa scores. Hodapp moves to third. Sewell moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 4-0, Indians. Charlie Jamison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jamison is 0-for-1 in the game. Jamison hits a fly ball into left field. Maynisch settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Earl McNeely is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNeely hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sewell misplays the ball. That's an error on Sewell. Frank O'Rourke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Rourke hits a pop-up towards third. Hodapp settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hiney Mainisch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mainisch hits a fly ball into left field. Jameson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Fred Schult is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schult hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Sewell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Browns nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Carl Lind is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lind is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Lind hits a fly ball into center field. Schult settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Gerken is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerken is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Gerken takes first base on ball 4. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Gerken. The throw from O'Neill and he is out, Kress applying the tag. Two outs. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0-for-1 in the game. Sewell hits a fly ball into left field. Mainisch settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress hits a line drive into right field. Summa picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Summa. Kress moves to second. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Kress scores. That run is unearned. It's 4-1, Indians. Otis Brannan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brannan hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lind fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Steve O'Neill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Neill hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lind misplays the ball. That's an error on Lind. General Crowder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crowder hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. O'Neill moves to second. Earl McNeely is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNeely is 0-for-1 in the game. McNeely hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Fonseca settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Browns 1. The Indians will come to bat. Lou Fonseca is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fonseca is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Fonseca hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Homer Summa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Summa is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Summa bunts towards the mound. Crowder fields it and throws to first for the out. Fonseca moves to second. One out. Johnny Hodapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodapp is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Hodapp hits a pop-up towards short. Kress settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Sewell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kress scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Browns 1. The Browns will come to bat. Frank O'Rourke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Rourke is 0-for-1 in the game. O'Rourke hits a fly ball into right field. Summa settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hiney Mainisch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manish is 0-for-1 in the game. Manish hits a fly ball into left field. Jameson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Fred Schult is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schult is 0-for-1 in the game. Schult hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Kress hits a fly ball into left field. Jameson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Browns 1. The Indians will come to bat. Garland Buckeye is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buckeye is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Buckeye hits a fly ball into left field. Manish settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson is 0-for-2 in the game. Jameson hits a fly ball into center field. Schult settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Carl Lind is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lind is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Lind hits a fly ball into center field. Schult settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Browns 1. The Browns will come to bat. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Blue hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hodapp fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Otis Brannan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brannan is 0-for-1 in the game. Brannan bunts towards first. Fonseca scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Brannan for the out. Two outs. Steve O'Neill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Neill is 0-for-1 in the game. O'Neill hits a fly ball into left field, out of the reach of Jameson. O'Neill reaches second base with a double. General Crowder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crowder is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Crowder hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sewell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Browns 1. The Indians will come to bat. George Gherkin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gherkin is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Gherkin hits a fly ball into center field. Schult settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0-for-2 in the game. Sewell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Brannan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Lou Fonseca is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fonseca is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Fonseca hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Homer Summa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Summa is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Summa hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Fonseca moves to second. Johnny Hodapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodapp is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Hodapp hits a line drive to left field. That will be extra bases. Manish chases after the ball, picks it up, and throws towards third. O'Rourke fumbles the ball. That's a double and an error on O'Rourke. Manish throws the ball into O'Rourke, who tags Hodapp trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Fonseca scores. Summa goes all the way around to score. Hodapp moves all the way to home. It's 7-1, Indians. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Sewell hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Blue settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Browns 1. The Browns will come to bat. Earl McNeely is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNeely is 0 for 2 in the game. McNeely hits a fly ball into right field. Summa settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank O'Rourke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Rourke is 0 for 2 in the game. O'Rourke hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Heine Mainisch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mainisch is 0 for 2 in the game. Mainisch hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. O'Rourke moves to second. Fred Schult is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schult is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Schult hits a line drive into right field. Summa settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Kress hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hodapp fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Browns 1. The Indians will come to bat. Garland Buckeye is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buckeye is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, he's got 1 RBI. Buckeye hits a pop-up towards first. Blue settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson is 0 for 3 in the game. Jameson hits a fly ball into left field. Mainisch settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Carl Lind is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lind is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Lind hits a fly ball into center field. Schult settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Browns 1. The Browns will come to bat. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Blue hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hodapp fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Otis Brannan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brannan is 0 for 2 in the game. Brannan takes first base on ball 4. Steve O'Neill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Neill is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. O'Neill is hit by the pitch. Brannan moves to second. Wally Shang pinch hits for General Crowder. Wally Shang is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shang hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Brannan scores. O'Neill moves to second. It's 7-2, Indians. Ollie Sachs pinch runs for Steve O'Neill. Earl McNeely is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNeely is 0 for 3 in the game. McNeely hits a line drive towards first. Fonseca reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank O'Rourke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Rourke is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. O'Rourke hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Sewell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Browns 2. The Indians will come to bat. Boom Boom Beck now pitching. Wally Shang now catching. George Gherkin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gherkin is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Gherkin strikes out. One out. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0 for 3 in the game. Sewell hits a line drive to center field. That will be extra bases. Schultz chases after the ball, picks it up, and throws towards Kress. Kress fumbles the ball. That's a double and an error on Kress. Manish throws the ball into Kress, who tags Sewell trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Sewell moves to third. Lou Fonseca is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fonseca is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Fonseca hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Brannon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Homer Summa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Summa is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Summa hits a fly ball into right field. McNeely settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Browns 2. The Browns will come to bat. Heinie Manish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manish is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Manish hits a fly ball into center field. Gherkin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Fred Schult is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schult is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Schult hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sewell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Kress hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell fires to first and picks off Kress. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Browns 2. The Indians will come to bat. Johnny Hodapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodapp is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 3 RBIs. Hodapp hits a fly ball into right field. McNeely settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Sewell hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. O'Rourke settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Garland Buckeye is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buckeye is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Buckeye hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson is 0-for-4 in the game. Jameson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. There goes Buckeye trying to advance. Here's the throw, and he's out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Browns 2. The Browns will come to bat. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Blue hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Jameson. Blue reaches second base with a double. Otis Brannon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brannon is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Brannon hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Blue scores. It's 7-3, Indians. Fred Bennett pinch hits for Boom Boom Beck. Joe Schott now pitching. Fred Bennett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bennett strikes out. One out. Wally Shang is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shang is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Shang hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hodapp fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Earl McNeely is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNeely is 0-for-4 in the game. McNeely hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fonseca scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats McNeely for the out. the side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Browns 3. The Indians will come to bat. Ed Strzelecki now pitching. Carl Lind is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lind is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Lind hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Shang settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Gherkin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gherkin is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Gherkin takes first base on ball 4. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Sewell hits a ball on the ground towards first. Blue fields it, throws to second for 1, and back over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Browns 3. The Browns will come to bat. Frank O'Rourke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Rourke is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. O'Rourke hits a line drive towards short. Sewell reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Heine Mainisch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mainisch is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Mainisch hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sewell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Fred Schult is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schult is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Schult hits a ball on the ground between the mound and first base. Schott scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Schult for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 7, and St. Louis Browns, 3. Goodbye from Sportsman's Park in St. Louis.